Spent the first 5.5 months of the year, I guess 4.5 months technically, I guess it is, right? Almost 5 months of the year in the Old Testament. And we set out on a course trying to find Christ in the Old Testament. And I hope that you have had your own discoveries. One of my studies about that led me to something I want to share with you today, and it makes me think about where we are today as a child of God. There's two ways to connect with God. Communion's a time we try to connect with God as a community. We try to connect to God through Christ as a community. And I wonder how you try to connect with God. There's two stories in the Old Testament that I think capture the two ways. One is in the Tower of Babel story. It's in Genesis chapter 11. A group of people that didn't know God real well, sort of knew him, kind of afraid, or maybe you call it faithless, whatever, but definitely afraid a little bit, but had some hunger to connect with God. And so what do? They devote themselves to real hard work. They decide they're going to make bricks, cover them in tar so they'd be waterproof, which we can talk about another time, and build a city, build an entire city for themselves. But then within that city, the centerpiece was going to be this gigantic tower that would go all the way up to heaven. What an ambition, huh? To work your way to heaven. Is that how you connect with God? Is that how you feel close to Him, by working more? They were united. They all came together. And you may have been part of a group that likes to do that sort of thing. Let's work and work and work and work and work. We are getting closer to God. But then there's a contrasting story in Genesis chapter 28 where the child of promise, we can call him, Jacob, he is Abraham's grandson, right? So Abraham was given this great promise by God. I'm going to bless the entire world through you. Your descendants are going to be as numerous as the stars of the sky, the sand of the seashore. It's going to be amazing. And coughs out the next generation. And then calls out the next generation. Here's Jacob trying to connect with God. This story in Genesis 28, you read it another time. He was fearful too. He didn't know God exceedingly well, just like the people at Babel. But there was some desire to connect. And yet he had a problem, didn't he? It's called a sinful nature. It's hard to connect with God when you can see your sinful nature right before your eyes. And no matter how hard he tried, he couldn't get past his sinful nature. And his sinful nature was what? He was a deceiver, a conniver, a manipulator. It seemed like you couldn't trust anything that came out of this guy's mouth to be true. And so you might imagine if you had that reputation, it might be hard for you to feel like, okay, I'm the child of promise. All these promises, they all apply to me. No, you think probably it's somebody else. And God said, no, I need to convince you of how I see you. And whether you call it a staircase or a ladder, he has this vision, this dream, where he sees this ladder coming out of heaven all the way down to where he was. But more than that, there's angels ascending and descending up and down this ladder, just coming down. Now, use your imagination for a second. You're there, and you see this ladder coming down from heaven, and angels all coming down to minister to you. And then going back up to get more instructions, and coming back down. You can imagine what a thrill that would be. But God didn't leave it at that. He said, hey, I want to share something with you. And God spoke to Jacob, which is pretty impressive. I should probably pull out my notes so I can tell you what he said. He said, part of what he said is, I am with you. I will watch over you. Wherever you go, I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. So he reminded them all the promises and said, you won't be alone. I will make sure all of this happens. What was God doing? Connecting with Jacob. But it wasn't through Jacob's blood, sweat, and tears to build some tower to get there to God. It was through God reaching out to him. Now, wouldn't the story sort of have a great parallel if you said, instead of at Babel where they poured out their blood, sweat, and tears to get to God, God poured out his blood, sweat, and tears to get to man? Well, that's the story that we get to celebrate today. In John chapter 1, if you're still there, I ask you to go there. There's the story of the encounter when Jesus meets Nathanael. And Jesus had begun reaching out and starting his public ministry. He was identifying people that he would like to have be his disciples and learn from him. And this guy, Philip, was very excited about having met Jesus. And he said, this is the one. This is the guy that's been talked about in all of scriptures. He's the Messiah. He's the prophet. He is the prophet from Nazareth. He's going to be the guy. And he said, I got to tell people. He goes and tells Nathanael. And what's Nathanael say? He said, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Now, I don't know, but it seems like for some reason Nathanael was a little jaded as well. You get jaded when you're a sinner, and we're all sinners, so I'm guessing he was one too. And yet his sin didn't seem to be to have false sins come out of his mouth, but was sort of honest cynicism. So he had his doubts, but he also spoke honestly. He was quite different than Jacob. And so when Philip brings him to meet Jesus, Jesus says, I know this guy. This guy's a true Israelite in whom there's nothing false. In other words, he's not like Jacob. He doesn't just speak a bunch of garbage on his own behalf. Nathanael's reaction is like, do you know me? Now, again, think about that. Push yourself a little bit this morning. He says, I know you. You're the guy that doesn't tell a bunch of junk out of his mouth. It was obviously true because Nathanael said, you know me? He didn't go, oh, you didn't hear what I said the other day. No, that was one of his strengths, clearly. He was so amazed that Jesus knew that about him without ever having met him. He said, have we met? He said, well, I saw you the other day under that tree. Before you talked to Philip, I saw you. Which is a great little story all in and of itself. There was one commentary I was reading that offers the conjecture that perhaps Nathanael was reading the story of Jacob. Perhaps he was struggling with something similar. And if you want support for that, let's read what else Jesus said to Nathanael. In verse 48, he says, how do you know me, Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you. Then Nathanael said, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. So something made Nathanael make this connection too. Like, okay, you not only know my sinful nature, you know what's right about me, what's true about me, but you also knew something about me that was going on under that tree that only seems like God and Nathanael knew about. There's something happening under that tree, which may have been he was reading that very story in Genesis 28. Then Nathanael declared, Rabbi, you're the Son of God, you're the King of Israel. Jesus said, you believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You'll see greater things than that. He then added, I tell you the truth, you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Same story with one little twist. And the little twist is that ladder that Jacob saw, Jesus says, that ladder's me. It's not angels ascending on a ladder, it's angels ascending and descending on me. All of this help, this rescue from heaven that comes from God is coming through me. That's what you're going to get to see. I have come to connect you and God, and you don't have to work for it. Paul says this in Romans chapter 5 about Jesus, the one that we're going to thank God for in just a minute. God, through our Lord Jesus Christ, has given us peace. And through Christ, we are those who, for whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. Again, please push yourself a little bit here. Think about that. Through Christ, we have gained access by faith into this grace that you now stand. No, you don't need to build a tower this morning. You need to stand in faith and recognize our connection with God, our Savior, Jesus. Let's pray.